I'm going to show you how to escape from a set of professional handcuffs, just like the famous escape artist Houdini did. This is for entertainment only and should never be used to escape from the police.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, the show where shit-slinging is still legal. I am your host, the Stimulator. And if you're not sure who owns America, listen to this.
We need to offshore drill for oil and natural gas. We need to drill here, and we need to drill now.
Like all compromises, this one has its drawbacks. It does include a limited amount of new offshore drilling.
Both presidential candidates have sucked a big Exxon cock by supporting oil drilling in Alaska, no matter how many ecosystems get destroyed. Yep, the corporations already own this election. So no matter who wins,
you lose.
But you knew that already. Then there's FISA. The controversial Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act was rubber-stamped by the two douchebags who want the title of slave master. The FISA law gives retroactive immunity to companies who participated in Bush's illegal wiretapping peeping party. And as it happens every 4 years, dumb motherfucking yuppie scum liberals and so-called pussy-ass lefties are falling for the same trap. And one that I'm growing very fucking tired of hearing. It goes like this.
We have to get a Democrat in the White House or...
blah, blah, motherfucking blah. But my words mean nothing since the holy cow of the Democrats endorsed that silver-tongued smooth motherfucker that your mama calls Obama.
The phrase clean coal is a contradiction in terms. There's no such thing as clean coal.
Well, hot damn. Let's see what the candidate has to say.
And that's why we have to invest in clean coal technologies.
I feel like we're being greased again the way the Democrats did us in with that other smooth-talking motherfucker, soiler of blue dresses, and murderer of Iraqi babies Billy Clinton. But to be fair, I figure I asked the man your mama calls Obama myself, yo Barack, my man, is it possible that the Democrats are going to fuck us again like they did back in the days of Slick Willie?
Yes, we can.
I would like to be balanced and sling some shit at McCain. But I really don't want to waste my time taking shots at the loser. Yeah, get used to it. For the next 4 years, this will be the friendly face of fascism. And there you have it. Two sellouts and millions of sheeples misplacing their energy on the horse race. In a matter of days, the spectacle will move to Denver and St. Paul. $100 million have been allocated to protect the charade, but the motherfucking resistance will be there. And so will submedia. Will you join us? You still have time. And believe me, it's going to be a riot. No, 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 not like that. You know, a lot of fun. You know what I mean. It only took the scum-sucking corporate media a year to catch up with the righteous troublemakers that planned to crash the party at the RNC and the NC.
Well, anarchists are hitting the airwaves in the Midwest. They call themselves the RNC Welcoming Committee, and they have plans to crash the Republican convention in Minnesota later this summer.
No fucking shit, Sherlock. When you fuck with people, there are consequences. But even though we will have massive numbers out there, the motherfucking popo will be there in force too. So if you are a newbie to this type of party, there are a few things that you should know. To give you some protest tips, I spoke with Heatscore Tom of the motherfucking APC and a seasoned medic of mass rebellions. Hey Tom, how the fuck are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
So what the fuck is a medic?
A medic is someone who, not necessarily during a protest, but in general, helps people immediately. They're the first person on site to an injury. And they conduct first aid until a doctor can arrive or until the person can be brought to a doctor.
Why is a medic needed in mass demonstrations?
We need to bring our own medics, because the unfortunate thing is the police clear whether or not ambulances and paramedics can come into a scene or not. And if we're gaining the upper hand on the street and all of a sudden the cops decide not to let ambulances in, then that could be problematic for people that are having injuries.
What should people do if they get pepper sprayed?
The thing with pepper spray is you want to get water, and the best thing is those sports bottles. They have like a tip, you can pop them in and out, and it creates pressure when you squeeze on the bottle. Anything that's going to push the pepper spray out of the eye, and you want to go from the inside out. The idea with the water is it doesn't actually do anything about curing the pepper spray, it's just the force of the water pushing out. Other things that work with pepper spray are Maalox, non-flavored Maalox, as long as it's the original kind. In the eye, a 50-50 solution with water works really well too at relieving the stinging in your eye.
What about tear gas?
The deal with tear gas is unless you're trying to get into a pitched battle and fighting it, you want to get out of it. If you're stuck in a situation where you are in tear gas, a bandana soaked in apple cider vinegar or lemon juice, anything really acidic to neutralize the gas will help. But in post 9/11, it's really useful to just go out and buy a gas mask because everybody's so paranoid and freaked out. Gas masks are around aplenty and they're fairly cheap.
Let's say some pig hits me with a rubber bullet.
The thing with rubber bullets and things like that is if the person's been hit in the body, it's going to hurt, but you can still move the person. The thing you don't want to do is if someone's lying on the ground with a head injury, you don't want to move them, especially if they're not conscious or even if they're quasi-conscious. The thing to do is to get some comrades together and circle the person and make sure the police can't move the person until a paramedic can get in there or until a medic, a doctor can get in there. It's never a good idea to mess around with head injuries, and it's never a good idea to move a person with a head injury.
What the fuck is pain compliance?
Pain compliance is a nice word they use for torture to move people. Usually for civil disobedience, people locking down and blockades and stuff like that. The police know a lot of pressure points and all that kind of thing to force people to comply. The thing about pain compliance is there's not a whole lot you can do about it, but it's good to know that if you are going to be engaging in civil disobedience, that we're stronger than them, and it's going to be a little bit of pain, but there's things to do to avoid it. You can just like lock arms really tight and not let go. A lot of times I've seen it where we've locked down and somebody's getting pain compliance performed on them. Jump on that person if it's not going to affect breaking the line. Like jump on a person that's receiving it, because then the police have a whole new mess to deal with and the person's out of pain.
Thanks, Tom. And that about does it for this edition of Is the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. I want to thank all the motherfuckers out there who helped submit media during the summer pledge drive. Your slave-earned ducats have made it possible for us to make it down to the conventions. So stay tuned for daily updates from Rebellion Central. Also, I'd like to encourage you all to come down and join the party. This shit doesn't happen too often, and I promise you the time of your life. For links and info on how to get there, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv, and bring a gas mask, suckers.
Remember, kids, you can podcast high-quality video of this show at submedia.tv.
The people you are after are the people you depend on. We cook your meals. We haul your trash. We connect your calls. We drive your ambulances. We guard you while you sleep. Do not fuck with us.